The president takes infrastructure back on the road. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Now we're finally doing something about it. We're finally getting it done.
He's at Boston's Logan Airport, highlighting the billions being spent there and around the country from the bipartisan infrastructure bill signed last year.
And it's the most significant, this is a fact, most significant investment since President Eisenhower's interstate highway system. Most significant investment.
Noting that members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation helped pass it as a countdown to the midterms continues. Republicans say the Biden agenda is hurting the economy. Later today, the president speaks again in Boston about the next steps in his cancer initiative. They're mourning the queen and welcoming the new king in Scotland. A service of Thanksgiving in Edinburgh with King Charles among the family members there to remember his mother, Queen Elizabeth, before the public's chance to pay respects through Tuesday at St. Giles Cathedral. The king arriving a short time ago at the Scottish Parliament as his initial meetings with lawmakers continue. The man accused of abducting and killing a Memphis mom makes another court appearance, charged with more crimes.
38-year-old Cleotha Henderson is being held in a Memphis jail on charges of kidnapping and murdering Eliza Fletcher while she was out running early one morning. Henderson, who police have said remains uncooperative, was back in front of a judge Monday charged with additional misdemeanors that prosecutors say are not connected to Fletcher's killing. On Tuesday, another now infamous Memphis defendant will stand before a judge. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly is accused of going on a deadly roving shooting spree, killing four and forcing the entire city to shelter in place.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The nurse charged in a deadly Los Angeles crash was traveling much faster than previously thought, 130 miles per hour instead of 90 miles per hour.
According to court docs obtained by the LA Times, Nicole Linton allegedly floored the Mercedes she was driving for at least 5 seconds before deliberately speeding into that busy intersection, slamming into cars and killing six people. Her lawyers argue the 37-year-old struggles with bipolar disorder and had an apparent lapse of consciousness at the time of the crash, which happened at the beginning of August. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
Thousands of union nurses are on strike in Minnesota, failing to reach agreement on health benefits and pay and walking off the job at 16 hospitals. But Twin Cities Hospital Group is calling the nurses' pay demands unrealistic. In Seattle, teachers remain on strike with more than 50,000 students missing class for a fourth day. Union leaders rejecting the city's most recent offer. There's a growing concern about a potential strike by railroad workers.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling for urgent action to avoid what it's calling a, quote, national economic disaster if railroad workers don't come to a labor agreement with companies. The Association of American Railroads says a rail shutdown would cost the economy upwards of $2 billion a day. The Biden administration recently got more involved with negotiations, proposing 24% in cumulative raises and thousands in bonuses for hundreds of thousands of workers. The Sheet, Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers Union president says the proposal is an improvement but doesn't provide members with the, quote, quality of life that they have earned.
Fox's Ryan Schmalz. The current contract expires this Friday at midnight. A good start to the week so far on Wall Street. The Dow's up 191 points. Oil prices getting back over $87 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.